Segment 29E, Conclusions. Why we fight. America's wars have invariably met with some opposition on the home front. Conversely, American presidents have given some controversial reasons for going to war. We've already seen how Lyndon B. Johnson manipulated the 1964 Tonkin Gulf incident to justify escalating the Vietnam War. George H.W. Bush successfully received a mandate from the Senate to pursue the Gulf War in 1990, but it was pretty close. Even after the Gulf War's successful conclusion, Bush was accused of fighting for oil, as his son George W. Bush would be accused of doing more than a decade later. Bill Clinton's interventions in Bosnia and Kosovo were both done not in the name of the United States, but in the name of NATO, even though no NATO member was being threatened. It's just that the UN was not giving President Clinton the green light he wanted, so the next best thing was a green light from NATO. To this day, George W. Bush is still coming up with various ways of justifying his invasion of Iraq. Unfortunately, his double talk on this topic is an American presidential tradition, participated in by presidents of both parties.